Today is Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today's no different. Got a little feedback from Adam, apparently. He heard yesterday's episode. Was not a fan of me calling out that he sends his correspondences a day ahead. I'm past the international dateline. I don't know what time it is. I don't know where I'm at. I'll tell you what time it is. It's Tuesday, July 9th, 2024, also known as National Sugar Cookie Day, Argentina Independence Day, Palau Constitution Day, and National Lost Sock Memorial Day. So, yeah, now you know all those things. Assuming you're listening in the morning. My God, is this intro song this long? Like, is it still going? Like, does he eventually like fade it down? Like, I feel like for some reason, I thought that the intro music like resolved itself and took care of itself. I don't know. Where's my list? I had some things that I wanted to talk about today. And, but first, let me take care of this. This will be Adam from the ship.
Hey, everybody. It's day two, and we went to Bergen today, or as they might say, I think they say Bergen, but I'm not really sure how they pronounce it, but it's spelled B-R-Y-G-G-E-N or something like that. And anyway, I have a lot to tell you guys about it, but we did a Segway tour, and there was drama. We had to spend the first like hour learning just how to ride these Segways, and it was so fun. Well, the Segway I found so fun, I'm wanting to buy one now. I probably won't, because I don't think there's anywhere that I can really legally ride those, or at least not draw attention to myself, which I don't like to do. And so I probably won't, but it was a lot of fun. But there was some drama and a couple of cute guys. So I'll tell you guys about that when I get back. But I hope you are enjoying Daniel, and I will talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.
First of all, no, he's not going to tell you when he gets back. He's going to forget. He will not remember to tell you about the drama on the Segway tour. Also, when I heard Segway tour, I was thinking like Segway, like moving from one topic to another, Segway tour. I'm very tempted. I wonder if, let me see if my good friend ChatGPT can help me out here. Can you write a description of a Segway tour using multiple Segways? Let's see what it says. Welcome to our Segway adventure tour. Our journey begins in the heart of the city, where you'll meet our friendly guides and get a quick tutorial on how to master your Segway. Now, with everyone comfortable and confident, let's glide over to our first stop, the historic downtown district. Wow, it's like a whole spiel here with a whole bunch of Segway rolling onward. That's one of them, the Segways. You know what? That was more funny in my head, I think, than in execution. Don't you hate it when that happens? I do. I know politics aren't talked about on this program much. In fact, I don't think ever. And I don't think this really is politics. This is more something stupid happening from someone who happens to be a politician. And I can, as I hit the microphone. Of course, when I say stupid and a politician, you immediately must have thought of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you would be correct. So she tweeted out on her, July 5th, the day after Independence Day. She tweeted out, the average age, I don't know if she tweeted, she posted on X. It's no longer called tweets, it's no longer called Twitter, it's called a post, It's called X. The average age of the signers of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776 was 44 years old, but more than a dozen were 35 or younger. Now, if that had been all that she had posted, right, you could forgive her for a couple of things there, right? First of all, we're not entirely sure that the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th, 1776. There are several accounts that say that it absolutely was, including those of Ben Franklin and John Adams. However, there are also the official notes of the Congress at the time, which mention the fact that New York had not signed on to independence on July 4th. They did not allow their delegates to sign the declaration until July 9th. They made that decision, but the telegram or the word or pony, however they got the message to Congress, didn't make it there until July 14th or something. So, and there's also a note in the congressional records, I guess you would call them, although that's not what they were called, that on August 2nd, 1776, they had the amended constitution, you know, the constitution with the new title, because it said unanimous states, and it wasn't unanimous on July 4th. So we don't know whether the constitution was signed on July 4th, 1776, and then in order to amend it, to add the unanimous clause into it, they then represented it into Congress on August 2nd. And basically they were allowed, according to the notes, they were allowed to look at the original document and compare the changes that were made to the text and then given the opportunity to sign. Because another clue here, some people that signed the Declaration of Independence weren't elected in office on July 4th of 1776. Regardless, you could almost forgive her if that was, you know, what she got wrong about this. But no, that wasn't exactly what she got wrong. It says the average age was 44 years old. Okay, well, you could forgive her that the average age actually was 45. So, out of the 56 people that signed the Declaration of Independence, average age was 45 years old. Benjamin Franklin was 80. So, but more than a dozen were 35 or younger. Actually, no. According to Wikipedia, the only way that could happen is if every single person in their 30s was below 35, which we know is not true, because she even calls out in her post the fact that, John Hancock was 39. So she's wrong on so many counts here, but these are all just middly little things. This is where it really, truly goes from just someone casually misspeaking to, hi, I'm Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and I make up shit off the top of my head. Here's the list that she gave us to show the average age or to show some examples of the people who signed the independence being under 35. Thomas Jefferson, 33. That is correct. John Hancock, 39. I don't know why she's listing him, because her whole point was that they were supposed to be 35 or younger. James Madison was 25. Alexander Hamilton was 21. James Monroe was 18. Aaron Burr was 20. Paul Revere was 41. And George Washington, 44. Now, aside from, again, Paul Revere and George Washington being in their 40s, and she's trying to make the point that they were 35 or younger, of those 8 names that I just read you, only 2 signed the Declaration of Independence. Only Thomas Jefferson and John Hancock. James Madison didn't. Alexander Hamilton didn't. James Monroe didn't. Aaron Burr certainly didn't. Paul Revere didn't sign the fucking Declaration of Independence, nor did George Washington. So, there you go. And we're all worried about people, about 80-something-year-olds. Having momentary lapses or, having to ask for somebody to repeat a question. But yeah, no, that's okay. Let's have people that are in their 50s and are just dumb as a box of fucking rocks. I think that's best for this country. That's kind of how it feels. That's kind of what we deserve, I think, at this point in time. Wow, I'm cheery, aren't I? I did test out the phone number just to make sure that I am getting texts from everything, because I noticed there were no texts from any of you at 707-613-3000. 3284. If you're wondering why I read it weird like that, it's because on our list here, it's 70761-DEATH. But for whatever reason, most phones won't let you type in letters for phone numbers. So you have to then like go look up to figure out what that. So I'm doing the translation here for you. 707-613-3284. There you go. Very nice. Nice number that you could remember there. How would you remember that? You would remember a gun. Let's see. Shooting a baseball bat that was sitting on top of a stool. And then next to it was another stool with a light switch on top of a roller skate inside of a car. There you go. That's makes perfect sense to me. I don't know how you couldn't remember that. I spelled it out for you. I gave it to you on a silver platter. Let me look at this other thing over here because I think I'm done. But let me just, I scribble down little things all the time. And I wanted to just check here and see, you know what? I think that's a bigger topic and I'll probably just talk about that tomorrow. So, all right. Thanks everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's riveting, exciting episode of The Geeky Gay. Today's Tuesday. So I just got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, just three more days doing this. And then everything goes back to normal. And don't forget Friday night on The Gay Mix. Auntie Scott will be filling in for Adam. So if you want to come and listen to Auntie Scott and myself do the Gay Mix live on Pride 48 on Friday night, be in the Pride 48 chat room at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and you'll be rewarded or punished, as the case may be. All right, that's enough from me. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.